Are you competitive or are you insecure? Think about that question. Are you competitive or are you just really insecure? Obviously, there's going to be an overlap between the two to some degree. When I think about someone that's competitive, I think about focusing on yourself, pushing yourself past your own boundaries, building yourself up to excel at whatever it is you're doing. Versus someone who's insecure, they're mostly going to focus on how they measure up to others. And they're heavily concerned with how they stack up to the other people around them. That's where their focus is. I bring this question up because throughout my life, I've always heard people in sports, whether it was growing up in sports, whether it was in the military, in college, in my professional career, socially, now to this day, I hear people all the time justifying some of their behavior. It's because I'm competitive. Oh, I'm just very competitive. And a lot of times when I hear people say those things, and in the past, I've always thought to myself, actually, I think you're just insecure. So if the two of us, you the listener and me, were to go to the gym and lift weights together, if you're fully focused on outlifting me, you're focused on me the whole time while we're doing whatever lift, you could pick the lift because you're competitive. So I have to lift more weights than Adam. You're not really competitive. You're insecure. You're allowing however you stack up to me to dictate how you feel. That's insecure. However, let's reverse that. If we go to the gym together and instead all you care about is pushing your own personal boundaries and giving your very best to improve and excel, then you're competitive. It doesn't matter if you lift 2 pounds or 200 pounds compared to what I lift. If you gave your best and you gave your best every rep, every set, that would make you a competitive person in my book. In fact, I spend once a week with one of my best friends who's a very competitive guy at the gym training lower body. Sure, we lift in the same weight range and we push ourselves very hard. We're not measuring who did better based off of more weight or more reps. We're measuring, did we give our best every set? Did we push ourselves as hard as we could to push those boundaries, those personal boundaries, so that we can excel? Because that's how we measure being competitive. Regardless of how much weight the other person lifted, it doesn't matter. The measurement is giving your best, focusing on yourself, pushing your own boundaries, and cheering the other person on too. Like, there's nothing wrong with cheering on my best friend while he's, you know, while he's at the squat rack. Like, I'm totally cheering him on because how he does doesn't impact me. I want to see him crush it. I don't feel less than if he does more weight than me or more reps. But an insecure person, their goal is always mostly focused on stacking themselves up to others. So competitive versus insecure. Competitive, you're focused on yourself. Focus on pushing your own boundaries to improve. An insecure person, if you're insecure, you're going to compare. You're going to need to know how you stack up. That's your focus. And one more thing I'll add to the competitive part. Being competitive is about giving your best when your best is required. Competitive people give their best when their best is required. And a real competitor would tell you their best is always, it is always required. Doesn't matter if you're running in the morning by yourself or with a group of people. Always give your best. Your best is always required. Not just because your boss is there, the big boss is there. Oh, got to do my best now. Not because you need to look good in front of your coworker so you can win that award. Your best is always required.